Strong Dads wants to thank 4Speed on 50 for sponsoring today's show. If you like classic cars, great food, and a taste of Americana, you have to visit 4Speed on 50's Diner, located on Route 50 in Lawrenceburg, Indiana. Stop in today for a meal and an experience you won't soon forget at 4Speed on 50's Diner. All right, welcome to Strong Dads, and today we are with Mr. Adam Legg. I want to say Leggy so bad. You quit spelling your name wrong.
Okay? I know, right?
And we are down here at McCabe's Greenhouse, all right? And so, Adam, tell us what your job is here, and we're going to give us a whole tour and everything of what McCabe's and you are all about here.
All right, sounds good. Yeah, we've been a garden center for 45 years. Mr. McCabe started it back in the 70s at his house. Brought it down here in Lawrenceburg, and I married his daughter, lost my job in 2008, and he said, hey, why don't you just come to work for me? So I've been here since 2008. We've had five children since then, and the kids are a huge part of the business. They come down here, but I am the fudge guy, the laser guy, and kind of like the general handyman. So if things go wrong, I make sure I get them fixed and keep everything running.
Jack of all trades.
Yeah.
All right. Well, why don't you take us around? Because I know McCabe's from many years ago, and I always thought of it more of the greenhouse side. So we want to start maybe through the greenhouse side of things?
Yeah, we'll start there. That works out really good. Yeah, so we do a lot of outdoor growing here at McCabe's. The reason for that is that you're going to be putting these plants outside anyway, so I'm going to have to toughen them up before you get them. So a lot of places grow inside only, so when you buy them, they've never seen the outside, so they struggle. So we like to keep them outside as much as we can to toughen them up. And this time of year is pansies. So we are in pansy season. So that's pretty much one of the only things you can really start putting in the ground now if you want to do your window boxes and stuff like that. It's a great idea. Pots out front. They can handle a freeze. But you know, if they get that really, really low, you can bring them in. But this time of year, pansies are your color. It's been gloomy, but now we're getting some sunshine, so it's nice to get the pansies out.
Okay,
there.
So you can plant pansies and they can handle a little bit of a freeze.
A little bit of freeze. If you get down in the teens or something like that, you're gonna want to bring them in. But yeah, if they can handle, you know, at 32, 33, they're gonna be just fine. So
it's funny that we call them pansies. They seem pretty tough to me. Yeah.
Yep, and I'll bring you in the greenhouse here, and I'll show you what we got going on for the spring.
Now, do you guys raise all your own plants, or do you ever bring stuff in?
We grow about 95% of our bedding plants. Okay. So this time of year, if you pan up top there, we're starting all of our hanging baskets right now. And that way, when May comes around, we have this nice, big hanging baskets. They're all in here really tight right now. But when we move them to the back, we try to give them as much space as we can, because that gives them the best chance of growing nice and big. And my role in all of this is just making sure that the flat filler is running properly, making sure we have soil for the filler. And then Mr. McCabe does all the planting, and he's got a couple ladies who help plant them up. And Scott McCabe is Mike's son. He's the one who kind of says which ones are trendy, which ones did well last year, and he kind of spreadsheets it out to what we're going to grow. And it's pretty good science of how everything goes.
Yeah. Boy, walking in here, I all of a sudden feel like I walked into Florida. Oh, yeah, the humidity's high. Yeah. Temperature's warm.
Customers love to come in here during this time of year because it's crappy outside, but it's always nice in here.
So. Yeah, yeah.
And then you can see over here where we'll get, I think you asked me what we grow in. So we'll get plants in. We start a lot of stuff from seeds. We'll start our peppers and tomatoes and stuff like that from seed. Pretty much all of our vegetables come from seed. But then, like our petunias and geraniums and stuff like that, they'll come in as a cutting, like so a leaf or even a rooted cutting where there's just a couple roots on there. And this is where we bring them up to ready to transplant them into a basket or transplant them into a, you know, 5-inch pot. And you can see over here, they have the heated benches over here. So the benches are always heated, so that promotes that nice root growth. So as you can see, some of it's empty, so we kind of have that.
So you got warm water flowing through that. Oh, yeah.
So everyone always says, oh, I have it in a nice warm window when I'm starting seeds. Well, the soil temperature is the most important part of that. Not necessarily the sun on the top.
Okay.
It's the soil temperature underneath is what you really, really want when you're starting the seeds.
Yeah. All right. So you drop regular plain water down, or you run fertilizer through that, or what do you do with all that?
That's a Mr. McCabe question, but it's mostly clean water and then occasional fertilizer when they first start off. You don't need to really fertilize them heavy when they're starting because they're very tender root systems and everything else. Your goal is to get the ideal soil, the right temperature in the soil, and then get them growing. And then once they get established, that's when you start fertilizing and stuff like that. So yeah, it's way more important to get them growing than it is to fertilize right off the bat.
Yeah. All right.
That's Mr. McCabe question. He's educated.
That's his deal. So I know, how many times have you guys built on and extended the shop here?
Yes. So up front, we have not done a whole lot of building up here, but in the back, we do have 6 acres. So we do have like 13 or 14 greenhouses in the back that we, as soon as this is busting out the seams, we move everything to the back. That way we're not heating back there when we don't need to. We start all of our production here, and then we transfer everything to the back.
Okay.
And then, you know, once that April hits, we bring everything back up here to start selling for retail. And
so this
is the end of April.
Your customers stay more in this area. They don't go out.
We don't have much shopping in the back greenhouses. Everyone wants to go check it out, but it's basically the same thing over and over and over, bench to bench. We try to keep the customers up here. We'll do a lot of outside growing here, like right outside the shop.
Yeah.
And then we'll have some nursery stock in the back.
Okay.
But inside the greenhouses, there's nothing pretty back there other than tripping over hoses and stuff.
Yeah. Now, you guys don't go out and do landscape work per se, do you?
No, we don't do any landscape work, like digging trees and stuff like that.
Right.
Mr. McCabe has done it in the past. Mr. McCabe is 72. He still wants to go out and do it, but he's way more valuable here.
Yeah.
And then we have, you know, the fudge, we have the engravers and stuff like that.
What? Fudge, engravers. Wait, where's all that at?
Yeah, we'll show you that next.
But we do
a lot of like window boxes for businesses and stuff like that.
Okay.
So it's not necessarily install on trees and shrubs, but we definitely go over to businesses and we do the pots in front of the business, or we'll go pick them up, bring them here, and then take them back out to businesses. So we do a lot of that.
Gotcha.
Even like the hospitals and stuff like that, where there's big concrete planters, we'll go plant those.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get them set up for the spring. So.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, okay. So you mentioned a whole nother thing, fudge and gifts
and all this.
So let's see what's going on.
I'll show you why I'm valuable here.
Now we're coming into your domain.
Yeah. Well, not this part yet, but up here. Yeah.
Okay.
So this is the infamous McCabe's fudge. We have the staples of, you know, your peanut butter, your chocolate, your dark chocolate, caramel, sea salt. So the fudge has been very popular for the last.
When did you guys come into that as an idea for a greenhouse to do the fudge?
14 years ago, honestly. We went to a garden show. We, you know, have a lot of friends and, you know, friends that do garden centers as well. And someone said, oh, they sold fudge at their store. And we're like, a greenhouse? Are you crazy?
Yeah.
So kind of the same thing. Everyone else is like, what is this doing here? But they said they did really well with it. And we were like, we gotta look into this. So we came up with a bunch of different recipes and stuff like that. And we have some staples. Like I said, 14 years, it sells like crazy.
Yeah. So you guys you have your own recipes. These are kind of yours.
Yep. Yep.
And
a customer named this one for us.
Ooey gooey.
She's like, well, it doesn't have a name. And she was like, well, it looks pretty ooey gooey. It's like, perfect.
I think that's a perfect name. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So a lot of them are. The baselines is the chocolate and the peanut butter, and then we kind of just mix them together. And
I see some honey here. Do you guys do the honey, or is that brought in local?
It's brought in local, yeah.
Okay.
So we do honey from a local guy, and he's been doing it for a couple years now. So
Yeah.
And then we have the laser up here. Like this whole corner up here is kind of all the products we do.
Oh, so these are all things that you guys have engraved?
Yes, these are samples. And then there's, you know, we do cups. We do all kinds of different things. And the laser's running right now, and you can see these are actually doing memorial tokens. So if like a funeral or something like that, instead of passing out like a card or something like that, it'll have a saying on the front.
Yeah.
On the back, it'll say like in loving memory of whoever it's for or something like that. So we do event tokens and all kinds of stuff.
So this thing pretty much runs nonstop?
It runs nonstop, and we have another one in the back that runs nonstop as well too. So.
Okay. Yep. You got a lot going on here.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Like I said, my wife is the expert on this. If something needs to look pretty, she handles that. I'm more of the nuts and the bolts, the power, the speed, and all that kind of stuff. So.
At this point in time, what's the biggest part of your business? Is it the plants or is it the gifts?
So my wife and I run inside of here. So it's one of those things we would love to say that the gift shop is the best.
Yeah,
That May to June is where, you know, the greenhouse supports everything.
Gotcha.
So, and we're blessed to have like the floral department, for example. Is that we always have something going on with them. You know, birthdays and celebrations and stuff like that, and obviously funerals and stuff. But we're always busy, but like the greenhouse kind of supports all of that with like the indoor plants and stuff like that. So and indoor plants are becoming extremely popular in the last 3 or 4 years, especially since everyone was home for COVID. House plants just really exploded in the interest in it and stuff like that. So
can we take a quick glance at that? Let's take a look at that. I don't remember seeing anything like that. This is kind of a greenhouse, but
it's a greenhouse, but we also use it as, you know, selling our, you know, our pottery and stuff like that as well. But we said the house plants have just completely taken off beyond what we ever would have thought it would do.
Yeah.
And we kind of remodeled this whole area the last couple of years. So it still has the greenhouse roof, but it also has a nice homey feel to it too.
Yeah. It's a combination like gift shop / greenhouse.
Yeah.
All the wind chimes.
Yeah, we do a lot of sympathy stuff, and
Wow, pretty good. A lot of stuff going on. Lots of stuff. Yeah. So now I know why you're kind of just running crazy all the time,
putting
out fires. All right. Yep. Well, hey, you got a few minutes? You want to sit down? Have a little talk?
Yeah.
All right. Strong Dads wants to thank Quality Auto Mart and Service for being a proud sponsor of the Strong Dads podcast. Started in 1985 and going strong for all these years. Recently, Quality Auto Mart has transitioned from owners of Mark and Nancy Repke to longtime employee Fred and Lorraine Venus. For all your automotive needs and golf cart needs, check out Quality Auto Mart, located across from Indian Lakes on Highway 46 outside of Batesville, Indiana. Adam.
What's up, man?
Thanks for inviting me in and giving me a chance to do some Strong Dad's work here. And so, you know that the deal with Strong Dads is that we kind of have a mission to go out and shake the tree, to grab men and say, we need you. We need you. When we say strong men, we're more than just physical strength. We're talking about the strength of the family, strength of leading the family, what God has to do with that. And so I know that you are a man of God. Not a perfect man, right?
Absolutely not.
You can't say this. So what were you saying about Beth before we start?
She is amazing.
Beth, you're the best wife in the whole wide world. But we do appreciate you and what you're doing here. You said before you guys have five kids and you're running this business. All right. Tell me, what does God have to do with all of this, both McCabe's greenhouse, you guys in your house, the marriage? Like, how do you do all this?
I mean, he's like, because we're about to go into the fight camp here pretty soon too, so we've been focusing on how God is playing a part in everything that we do. It's just one of those things where when we decide to put the whole world first, like, we're going to screw up, but if we put Jesus in the center of it, it seems to flow better because our heart's in the right place. And then you get busy running around and doing all kinds of crazy stuff with the business, with the kids, and we'll start screaming and yelling at each other, like, what are we doing here? Let's try to put him into focus. And then, like I said, with camp coming up, it's been a very it's an awesome experience of, like, you know, we've been reading the Bible more as a family, and, you know, with Lent coming up, you know, we're in the middle of Lent as well too. Mm-hmm. The little ones are still at St. Lawrence, so it's one of those things where we talk about our faith all the time, and like, you get to the point where you're like, why haven't we been doing this all the time? Like, why are we now, like, really digging in when we know how good it is right now? Like, why don't we do that all the time? So it's been a nice little refresher of, like, you know, he's amazing, and like, we definitely need to put him first all the time. So it's that stubbornness of, like, you know, why don't we do this all the time? Like, why are we waiting 40 days of Lent, or like coming up on a big event? Like, let's keep this all the time. Let's put him first.
I hear that completely, and I understand it, and I ask the same question, but I think faith, you know, is a lot like planting plants. There are seasons in faith, right? And so you can't be in a growing season all the time. The soil has to
re-nurture itself, and the plants need a break, right?
Yeah.
And so I think that's what happens a lot of times. We can be really high in our faith and everything seems to go great, and then we kind of crash and burn. But then it's the crash and burn that makes us realize, oh, I need to get back in and be more intentional. And it's that doubling back down the next season, right? The next season. So like, it's frustrating at times, but I think it keeps us hungry.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah, I mean, when we first started our faith journey about 10 years ago, right after our daughter passed away, it was one of those deals where we were just kind of coasting along, and it got to the point where we're just like, we can't coast. Like, this doesn't coasting doesn't work. So it's one of those things where we really dug in, and like, that's the only thing. I mean, it saved, not saved our marriage. Our marriage was never. But it was one of those things that, like, it got us closer together as a family. And then, like, putting him at the center really focused everything. And then you just talk about plants. We're just going to use the same analogy of, like, the people that were in our lives were planting seeds for us of that faith. And like I said, we had a background of faith, but it was like we got in a straight-up coasting mode for 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years, whatever it was. And those seeds that keep people get planting in our lives. And we had people show up at our house, like basically lived with us. They would show up in the morning and they would leave in the evening time, right after she passed away, for like that 2 or 3 weeks. And it was just like, they were like, okay, like they were nurturing that same, that same baby plant we have in there. It was just like, they were there constantly, like, making sure, reminding us of who, you know, who our father is, honestly. Yeah.
Just for the sake of any of our new guys that are listening and watching, we did an entire show on the passing of your daughter, and let's give her a little bit of credit and everything too. Tell us a little bit about her story, her name, just a little bit, so guys can go back and listen to that.
Sure. Yeah, her name was Evelyn. She was our second child. Sweetest little thing ever. She was just starting to crawl, starting to walk. She was in the middle of all of that. She developed a very rare disease that. You know, we were in Children's Hospital for 5 days and she was gone. So it was one of those, it was one of those deals where we thought we had all, you know, we were making plans to remodel a house. We were making all these plans. We had a family of four. We were planning on going to five. Let's build this house. Let's remodel this house. We had all kinds of different things going on. When she passed away, it was just the three of us again. Yeah. It was me, my wife, and our oldest daughter. And it was just like what just like our whole world was just completely wrecked. So it was one of those things where, I've talked on the other show of how dark my thoughts went, and like how difficult it was for me to get through that. I think not having faith was the biggest part of that, and then it took a while for me to get faith again, just because I was so hurt and so just completely lost in the whole situation. So, but now we're 10 years out, and I believe that I believe her passing got me a relationship with Christ, and now that. Anytime in Dearborn County, it seems like that if someone we know who loses a child, like they come to us and we've able to help walk them through some of those things. And it really sucks to do that.
Oh, man.
It's kind of like living it
Why
all
do
over.
I have to go through
yeah,
that,
it's like
right?
it's like living it all over again. But at the same time, like we know where we were and where we are now, that like we have to share that with someone of like, you know, of that faith.
She lives on, right?
Oh yeah, for
her
sure.
spirit lives on, and I think that's part of the. We're all building legacies here, and how could little Evelyn have a legacy like she has? Well, her legacy is pretty powerful right now.
Oh yeah, for sure.
How she's already spoken in other people's lives. I will include the link to that episode so that anybody who would be interested.
Sorry,
you're all right.
that's the notification to pick up our son from school, so we make sure we bring him back here too. So,
you talked about. There have been people who plant seeds.
Sure.
And I think part of our job is, man, especially once we've recognized the absolute importance of faith. Mm-hmm. You know, it could have been traditional walking in faith. It could have just been what we did. But all of a sudden, we kind of internalize it and go, wow, this is significant. And now I have to be intentional about the Great Commission, right? To go out and basically spread the word, right? Can you think of people who spread those seeds in you? Anybody in particular that said, you know, you need to really hear this, or you need?
Yeah, I mean, my best friend Rocky was that guy that showed up at the house, and he was the guy invited me to that very first man camp that they had at Crossroads. It was just one of those things where he was not going to let me have no for an answer, because he knew how much I needed it. and how much like that I was, you know, I was completely broken. So he was just trying to shine lights in different parts of my life. So yeah, he was the number one person. And then we have another friend, her name's Angie Myers, and her daughter is my wife's best friend. And she just prayed for us, and she'd come over to the house and pray for us. And she wrote songs. She sang at her funeral, and just she was just one of those lights that was constant the whole time that we were going through everything. And she would we would say, "Oh, we're getting signs." This, she's like, "Well, that's the Holy Spirit that is like showing up." And then the Holy Spirit's been with you this whole time. It's just that you're not recognizing it. And it was just one of those things where she was communicating to us what was going on. And it was so powerful, so special, and everything else.
Yeah, and it's such a great point. I think sometimes we think that all of a sudden there's an abracadabra and the Holy Spirit shows up. Yeah. It's like, no, this is your hardened heart. Your eyes were closed and your ears were closed.
Oh yeah, for sure.
He was always there.
Oh, always there.
Right, and all of a sudden you softened up and went, "Oh my gosh!"
Yeah.
And I think that guys need to hear that. Like, it's not the Holy Spirit who hasn't shown up. Mm-hmm. It's you haven't opened up.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's tough to do. Right?
Because yeah.
A lot of guys are like, "Yeah, well, I've heard all that stuff before, you know, but it never really hit me." It's like, well, no, you haven't allowed it. You have to set back and invited it.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. And we talk about like through Fight Camp coming up, one of the songs we're singing, this part of the song is He's Our Firm Foundation.
Yeah.
It's just one of those things where his foundation is not going to move. It's rock solid. But then we pile all that crap on top of it and we lose sight of where that foundation is. And like when we hit rock bottom, like that's the rock that we hit is him. Mm-hmm. It's just one of those things that we just have to dig through all of our crap to realize that he was there. He was the foundation the whole entire time.
Yeah.
It's just that we're piling all of the work. I always call it the world. Like we're just cluttering everything up. And then when we hit that rock bottom, like 10 years ago, I mean, like I would have tried anything just to like to feel something or to not feel something. And then, like I said, it was years later. I was just like, well, he's that foundation that was there the whole time. I just didn't know it.
Yeah.
Just had no idea.
Yeah.
And then like looking back, it's like, well, that was clearly what it was. So.
Yeah. We never stop looking for ways to feel better. Right. So we'll seek out the alcohol, the drugs, the sex, the hobbies, the interests. Like, oh, if I do this, you know, and then our self-righteous pride comes in there to say, "I got it, you know, I figured this out."
Uh-huh.
And it always comes back to knock you back.
Oh, yeah. You know?
Yep,
I figured it.
At some point in time, are you going to, like, humble yourself or not?
Yeah, for sure, yeah. I mean, just when you think that, well, I mean, I drank a few times, like, after my daughter passed away. And, like, I instantly knew that that was not the right answer, but I was just like, well, that's... feel something,
right?
But at the same time, just like I knew instantly, I was like, "This is dumb. I feel 10 times worse every time I did it."
Yeah.
But yeah, so it was one of those things. It was like self-realization. That was a fast self-realization. But like everything else, like, you know, just like what you said, of like you replace it with something, like, you know. So that was bad.
That's good stuff. All right, so man, you got all this going on at the greenhouse with your family. I also know you're involved in the fight and the fight camp. What are some words that you want to get out to young men, any man for that matter, but a guy out there who's kind of the Adam of 12, 13, 14 years ago, before you had your world rock? What's the message you'd like to get out to him?
I think it's honestly is building friendships with men, just because we're getting to the point where we're noticing through the fight is that so many guys are loners that like they think they can do everything on their own, and which, you know, 25 years old, I mean, like, you're the strongest person, nothing can happen, you're that Superman in your own life, but to the point where, though, like, if something bad does happen, is that you're on your own, like, and like, you're just like, "Oh, crap, like, now what do I do?" It's either a mentor, or if it's just a good friend, and, like, building in the relationships, that we're finding guys that, playing video games, and, like, watching, you know, pornography is a huge thing, is that, you know, guys are getting isolated with that, and they're having difficulty making real relationships with just anybody, male or female, just like good male friendships, or like, you know, dating, or all that kind of stuff. But we're finding guys are struggling to make male connections, and like they feel like they're outcasts. And so it's one of those things where like just find that guy you trust and like build into him, and hopefully develop something other than sports, or, you know, a drinking buddy or something like that. I know that sounds difficult for a 25-year-old. Like you said, it feels like you can conquer the world. Everything's probably going really smooth for them for a very long time. They got a new job. They got new growth. Whatever it is that we have those boyish tendencies to, like, you know, do what's good in the right now. But it's one of those deals where I would highly recommend just reflecting on everything you got going on. Who are the people you're going to go to if crap hits the fan? Like,
yeah.
Who are those people? And if there's nobody, then like you need to really start, you know, trying to find someone who can be there and like kind of give your crap to them.
Yeah.
That's what we're noticing through the fight is that guys are just isolating themselves. And then we just think that they need to get in a relationship with men. I mean, Christ-like men would be the ideal thing, but at the same time, like it doesn't have to be that. I mean, just someone they can trust and someone they can do life with. And when things go rough, that they have someone to turn to.
Yeah, so start to build your own little tribe, your own pack.
For sure.
That's good stuff. Well, Adam, I want to thank you for your time again.
Yeah.
I want to thank you for the work. Also, just being such a strong community supporter. We got to build our family. We got to then build our community.
Yeah.
If we're not doing that, you know, those are failed steps right off the bat. We got to get those things right. So
I
want to thank you.
All right. Thanks, sir.
All right. Enjoy your weekend with the guys. I told you earlier, I'm not going to be able to make it this year, but I'll regroup for next year. Hopefully, I'll have some of my boys in.
That'd be great. Yeah, sounds good. Yep.
Thanks a lot. See ya.
Yep, see ya.
Casey's is a premier garden center and gift shop located in Lawrenceburg, Indiana. Casey's offers a wide selection of plants, landscaping materials, home and garden decor, and gifts for every occasion. Casey's is committed to providing exceptional service, a unique shopping experience, and value to every customer. Stop in and see what makes Casey's so unique. Located at 21481 State Line Road, Lawrenceburg, Indiana, or call 812-537-3800. Let Casey's help you add beauty to your home.